Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the prophecy. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of the servant David. As he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from the old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate you. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him in all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God, and drawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
The song that Hadley and I sang just a moment ago was a huge hit for Simon and Garfunkel. It darted to number one on the charts back in January of 1966. Now, if you're counting that up, that's about 55 years, which dates me and dates a few of you as well, because y'all were singing along. I saw it. That provocative first line, "Hello, darkness, my old friend," pulls one into the prophetic poetry of some very haunting and dark lyrics, which, to be honest, even to this day, are still a mystery to me. I have not figured out what those verses exactly mean. But I have a question for you and for myself as well. How acquainted are you with darkness? How acquainted are you with darkness? There's a lot of it around today. I mean, literally, there's a lot of it around today. Tuesday is the winter solstice, marking the shortest day, and by virtue of that, the longest night of the year. But as the song bears truth, there are many forms of darkness that are at play in the world. Just think about it for a moment. What are the sources of darkness for you? Broken relationships? Chronic illness? Financial distress? The sadness of seeing lives turned upside down and communities destroyed by tornadoes, by hurricanes, by earthquakes this past year we have noticed, and by fire. And the uneasiness of a pandemic that will just not let up. And what of the sinister darkness, those things that are more than just happenstance, that are a part of our society, that which is filled with no lack of conspiracy theories, that is filled with no lack of political division, and that is filled, sadly, with school shootings and racism that permeates every corner of society. and the ever-expanding gap, it seems, evidence even on the streets of Statesboro, Georgia, the gap between those who have and those who have not. Is there any wonder that sorrow and grief and fear and despair and depression bring another level of darkness into our lives? Even for those who seek to live with hope and with peace and with joy and with love, as we have been lighting this beautiful Advent wreath, there is this ongoing tension between light and darkness. Do you remember in the scripture that this was a common theme? From early on, King Saul, you remember, was very troubled in spirit. Do you remember that David, in his seeking to be a righteous king, went wayward, and his heartfelt confession was so moving? Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet, no doubt because he soaked his pillow with his tears on any number of nights. And you remember the Apostle Paul, who looked with inquisitiveness and also with self-examination as he said on that road to Damascus, "Who are you, Lord?" when he knew also well. It's even said that those leaders of the church in more recent years have carried with them this darkness. Martin Luther, that great Protestant reformer, was filled with melancholy that even threatened to destroy him at a certain point. And have you ever heard of St. John of the Cross, that 16th century mystic, that wonderful Christian poet who wrote of the dark night of the soul, describing what was at a point for him, this seeming complete absence of the divine? Now, when it comes to this story that we are dipping into this morning, John the Baptizer's father, Zechariah, was caught in this tension between light and dark. In belief that God could grant, he and Elizabeth, in disbelief that God could grant, he and Elizabeth a child in their old age, he was made mute for the entirety of her pregnancy after she conceived, not able to say a word. But when his tongue was unleashed at the birth of John the Baptizer, these were the words that you heard read this morning as our scripture. He sang a song of light. Did you hear these words as he addressed his newborn son and said, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. You know, in John's gospel, Jesus is recorded as saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Those are precious words. Let me repeat it for us. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Do you know this? Christ's light transforms darkness. Not only is Jesus the light, but he calls us to embody the light. In fact, in the Sermon on the Mount, these first words that Jesus spoke, he said this, you are the light of the world. So not only is he the light of the world, we are the light of the world. He said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill can't be hid. And if you light a lantern, you don't cover it with a basket. You put it on a stand and so that light will be shed for all in the house. You are the light of the world. And it is my prayer that Christ's light will not only shine for us, but Christ's light will shine through us.